we put forward was a very workable solution dealing with avoidance and minimization supported by incentives. And then when you had those in place over a period of time, you look to see, was there any fish left? And if there was, of course you should land those. But the approach here is to ban discards and we'll solve the problem. The answer is you won't. You won't have sustainable stocks if you do that.
The matter now has to come before Parliament. You'd like to see, obviously, the Parliament take the fishing organisation's views on board.
Absolutely. The Parliament has still to cast its view on the whole common fisheries policy, including the discards element of it. I see that they probably will be voting on this in November. And it is more than likely that it'll be the Irish President will decide when this should be decided next year, in the first half of next year. So the debate isn't over, but it certainly is a blow that the Council of Fisheries Ministers decide to go down a populist route that is going to do nothing for sustainable stocks. If you land fish, tis dead, or if you discard it at sea, tis dead. Whereas we want to avoid it in the first place and minimise it. And then after that, we look at landing everything. But the idea of just landing all your catches and bringing in a discard ban and solving the problem won't work.